important to remember that Darfur does not exist in and of itself. If the CPA were to fall apart, then the repercussions for Darfur and the rest of the region would be widespread. So it's an important point to remember that all the participants in the nation and in the region, whether they be political actors or civil society, need to come together and have all their voices be heard so that everyone's concerns can be taken into consideration.
None of the numerous rebel groups for Darfur are going to be represented at these talks, which are taking place in Qatar. Do you think that the Sudanese government is eager to bring in other groups, or do you think they're limiting it just to the justice and equality movement at this point?
I think there's always been a bit of a hesitancy between the government of Sudan to really fully engage all factions of this conflict in Darfur. So I think it will take pressure from civil society for those talks to be fully comprehensive and inclusive.
Do you think that the capture last week of the key town of Muhajiria in South Darfur was a motivation for these talks to be set up?
I think that was one factor that may have led to these talks, but I think also mounting pressure from civil society and the international community resulted in the pressure that needed to be applied in order for these meetings to take place.
Do you think impending charges that could be brought against the Sudanese president by the International Criminal Court contributed to the current negotiations with one of many rebel groups in the region?
I would say that certainly put pressure on the government of Sudan. We aren't sure when the ICC indictments will come down. It is likely that the indictment will come down sooner than elections will be scheduled. So in that time frame, it's important that civil society have their voices be heard so that there can be some collective movement to protect people who are facing some of the human rights abuses that are coming down from the government.
What kind of pressures are being posed by an expiration of the comprehensive peace agreement for southern Sudan, which is scheduled to end 2 years from now?
Since November, human rights activists have been arrested in at least three instances, and in some of those arrests there have been allegations of torture, and it's left the international community in a state of uncertainty and a little bit of fear as well. So it's really essential that there be this conference that includes civil society and advocates and all political actors to create an inclusive policy that promotes peace and stability in the region, policy that really disregards any of those participants wouldn't be comprehensive or wide-ranging.
So what do you think the prospect of talks today will mean for civil society groups in the country in terms of prompting them to continue pushing for talks with the government?
Well, I would say that this is a positive way forward for there to be an open discussion on these issues so that some of the challenges in Sudan are confronted by civil society, by government, and by the international community in order to create a window of hope for all the people of Sudan.